a good holiday. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,890. Schofield Lewis LP, care of Jack Lingo, Inc., seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home-type structure as a sales office. Sections 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Show Jumper Lane, approximately 213 feet north of Gills Neck Road. The 911 address is 18226 Show Jumper Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 1001. Again, it's a special use exception for an office. We received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Nick Hammonds, 82 Blackpool Road in Rogue Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you, your address, please, the criteria for the special use exception for the board, please?
I will, yes. So the criteria is that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And so for a number of reasons, which I'll provide you with, I don't believe that it adversely affects the neighboring properties. So by way of background, I am a part of Schofield Lewis Limited Partnership, and we are developing the Schofield subdivision. It's a 166-unit subdivision located off of Gills Neck Road in Lewis. We have recently improved 49 lots through base paving and curbing. Dry utilities are going in now. All wet utilities are currently in. What we are applying for is obviously a special use exception for use of an on-site sales trailer to be temporarily located on lot 2 in the subdivision, as you see situated on the site plan before you. We, along with our sales agent, Jack Lingo Realtor, would like to use the sales trailer until such time as a model home can be completed on lot 1, which sits immediately adjacent to lot 2. We are requesting a year. We likely won't need a year for this special use exception, but would like to have that to be on the safe side. And the use of an on-site sales center is advantageous for us from a sales standpoint, such that potential buyers can look at the property and touch and feel the property as they're considering the purchase of a lot. As you can see, the sales trailer is 12 by 48. It sits just behind the setback line, so we have self-imposed a 30-foot front yard setback. So it sits within all of these setbacks on the property. It's a 100 by 200 square foot lot. The long edge of the sales trailer, so the 48 feet, runs parallel to Show Jumper Lane, which is the main boulevard coming into the community. As mentioned, it sits in between lots 1 and 3. There is common ownership. Lot 3 we own as the developer, Schofield Lewis, and then lot 1 is owned by Jack Lingo Realtor. We're constructing the sales center there, the permanent sales center. I've attached some pictures of the trailer, which I believe to be a pretty attractive trailer. I also included a landscaping plan with the trailer. If you have a copy of that, it's also up on the screen right now. There will be two walkways that lead up to either side of the stairs or the ramp. And so for all the reasons stated, again, to reiterate, this will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. I'd also note that the closest completed homes within the area are several hundred feet away, either across Gills Neck Road or on adjoining parcels. There are 4 homes that are currently under construction on finished lots in the community right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
And I'll start with questions, and I'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills, please.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickers?
Why do you need it for 5 years?
I'm sorry?
Why did you need it for 5 years?
I don't need it for 5 years. I requested 1 year.
1 year? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was looking at something else here.
That's okay, we'll allow it.
Well, it certainly perked everybody up.
It sure did.
If it takes me 5 years to get the house constructed on lot one, I've got bigger problems.
You've got bigger problems.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay, no other questions, Mr. Chairman?
No questions.
All righty. Strepany?
No questions.
No questions. Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has convinced me that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we did not hear testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,890 for a period of 1 year.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Are you okay?
For 5 years?
No,
for one year.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickman that we approve case number 11,890 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
1 year. And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,890 is approved.